from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
That's right. Fair foul time. One other player on the trade rumor circuit, Garrett Crochet, apparently the San Diego Padres, recently made an offer for the Chicago White Sox ace, but is quickly dismissed. Rival GMs are uncertain now whether Crochet will be dealt, but the White Sox still fully intend to move him, which they should, because they have an SE farm system, and they need players as well. So
yeah, they got to start over. They got to fire their manager. They got to fire their GM. They got to fire their owner.
They got to fire everyone. They should probably just, close up shop, get rid of everyone, move the team to Portland, and call it good.
They're going
to
fire their announcers, too. Really badly.
Nah, we ain't taking that.
These guys are terrible.
Well, I will say the one thing that the Tigers do have is Jason Benetti as their play-by-play guy, which was probably an upgrade. I don't know who their previous guy was, but
I believe it was Mario Impella, if I'm saying his name correctly. He got into a fight on air or during a commercial break with their color analyst, and both of those guys got fired.
Oh, God. I missed that.
No, that was like in 2017 or 2018. It's Impemba. Mario Impemba was the old Detroit Tigers announcer.
Dude, who doesn't love booth tension?
Let's see. Here we go. Impemba and Rod Allen, who replaced Kurt Gibson in the booth, were involved in an off-air physical altercation. This is according to Wikipedia. Immediately after broadcasting the Tigers' road game against the White Sox, Fox Sports Detroit sent the men home on different planes after the game, and they were later announced to not be coming back and not have their contracts renewed after the season.
Well, I know that Benetti was the voice of the White Sox up until last year. I want to say this goofball that the White Sox have now is their new voice as of this year. So then
he sounds young.
They got rid of Benetti. He jumped on with the Detroit Tigers. So good for the Tigers for having him, because he is one of the best.
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
All right, fair foul. We do this every week, right? Everybody's favorite segment. That's how
we do. Now that you're the producer, because when I was, we would get to 8 o'clock sometimes, and yeah, I'd be like, yeah, I don't think we're doing that, Patrick.
Like, brah.
No, right, we're good.
I did try to throw a couple of things down that popped in my mind over the weekend, Joe. One stump you question and two opinion-based questions here. I figured let's stick to the Home Run Derby for our stump you question because it was just so impressive. Those guys hitting so many bombs, man. Could not keep my eyes off the television. You couldn't tell I'm being facetious.
I can hit a golf ball further than that.
But, dude, if I got, like, any club into a swing, I could too, and I'm a terrible golfer. So, come on. It's not saying much, right? But the whole basis of my question here is that the Home Run Derby, hit or miss, right? We're talking about it being a major miss this year. We're wanting a new format. We're wanting to go back to the old format. And some years, it just doesn't, frankly, have the roster of guys that you think, you know, like, are very exciting. I know you like Gunnar Henderson. I'm huge on him.
Boy, he laid a dud, though.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I don't really think, like, Major League Baseball, like, is advertising Gunnar and Bobby Witt Jr. to the masses of the United States of America and North America to where everybody knows who those guys are, unfortunately. So I looked through the list of Home Run Derby winners over the past, want to say, 20-plus years.
Okay.
And there were some that surprised me. So let's try to stump you here with this one. Fair or foul? All three of these players have won a Home Run Derby. Justin Morneau, Todd Frazier, and Albert Pujols. Fair or foul? All three of these players have won a Home Run Derby. Fair or foul, Justin Morneau, Todd Frazier, or Albert Pujols. I will give you a hint. There is one name that is questionable out of the two that you would say, maybe? But, like, it's not two that are questionable, it's just one, if that makes sense. I'm only trying to stump you once, not twice here.
I'm going to say fair, because I know Frazier won one. And I was recently going through past winners, or I don't know if it was online or if I saw during one of the broadcasts, but Justin Morneau has won a Home Run Derby. So I would assume that Albert Pujols won one. I just can't remember what year, and I can't really remember the moment, but of all three of those players, he would be, again, I remember Adam Frazier. So you would think that the one player of this group is like, did Justin Morneau win one? But I'm like 99.9% sure on him winning one. So I'm going to say this is fair that all three have won at least one Home Run Derby.
This is actually foul.
Who was it?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So the winners of the Home Run Derbies are Todd Frazier back in 2015, beat Jock Peterson, the second place finisher, 15-14 in the final round there. And he actually was runner-up the year before to Yoenis Cespedes. So Todd Frazier, man, people forget, he was a bopper there for
quite a while.
Yeah, he did. In the mid-2010s, he did have a moment. Justin Morneau is a winner of a home run derby.
Yeah.
He beat Josh Hamilton in that 2008 contest at Yankee Stadium where Hamilton went off with like 30 or 28 home runs is what it was in the first round, a record 28 home runs. The imposter on the list is
Albert Pujols.
Albert Pujols.
That's what I was saying. I can't remember what year, and again, it being a moment for him, I would just assume because of how good he was during his Cardinals day that he did get one, because hell, I can't remember every home run derby winner, but yeah, I just knew that Frazier got one. I remember seeing that Morneau got one recently, and so I was like, well, okay, Pujols, he's one of the greats. He had to have gotten at least one.
That's what I thought.
Son of a bitch.
No, runner-up in 2003 at USL Euler Field, which is where the White Sox play, and the winner that year was Garrett Anderson of the Angels, and let's see, it looks like it says Pujols and Jason Giambi. They lit up the scoreboard in the first two rounds. Pujols and Giambi did, apparently, but Pujols was bested by Anderson 9-8 in a dramatic final round. So there you go. Albert Pujols, the imposter, the poser on that list. Second place in 03.
I sit here stumped. You got me.
Home run derbies. Remember when Brett Boone was in the home run derby looking all roided up? But he didn't do them. Allegedly.
Like I said, remember when a lot of guys were in the home run derby looking roided up?
Yeah, but when it's like a 5'10" dude.
We need to bring it back.
It was like everybody else. Jason Giambi, 6'4". Mark McGwire, 6'4". Brett Boone, 5'10".
You know, let's just go full bore into steroids, man. Let's just say F it. You know, what's the big deal? This is America, all right?
And that was one of the arguments for
chicks
a long time.
Chicks dig the long ball and huge biceps.
Yeah, they don't dig prostate cancer,
and
though.
And back knee.
But yeah.
And tiny testicles.
Yikes.
You got two more, right?
Oh, I got two more. I was just, yeah. Your balls shrink and your head grows. You're out.
It's over.
Good old Robin Williams joke. All right, so fair or foul regarding one Paul Skeen, starter of the All-Star game today for the National League, pitched the first inning. Paul Skeen's having an amazing season so far. Pitched
fair. He is an ugly dude with a hot girlfriend.
No, that's not even where I'm going here.
1,000 times fair.
Not even where I'm going here. I love this talent. The guy's pitching over 100 miles an hour. He's got a 6-0 record so far, 1.90 ERA. Already 89 strikeouts in what I think like 11 or 12 appearances.
Yeah, he's really good, I hear.
Yeah. Pitched 7 innings of no-hit ball leading up to the All-Star break. So literally one of the best talents at starting pitcher that we've seen, I want to say, as far as like young hype since Steven Strasburg, right?
Yeah, that's a good one.
But unfortunately, the hype derailed in Strasburg's career by injury. And we have seen not just big-name pitchers being derailed by injury, but a lot of pitchers going down with Tommy John surgery, arm injuries. There are a couple of different options now. Instead of just Tommy John, you can have a stabilization surgery for that UCL. But a lot of pitchers are missing a lot of time, and it has me worried about these really, really good young kids. So fair or foul, Joe, Paul Skeens, and I'm not saying this because I don't want him to succeed. It's because I just have the fear in the back of my head. Fair or foul, Paul Skeens will need Tommy John surgery in the next 3 seasons.
Dude, as much as I don't wish that on someone, fair. It's like,
yeah.
With how much these kids are just throwing absolute heat. Now, sales manager Ryan Cooley made a good point as we were watching him earlier today. It's like, he kind of looks effortless out there, though, throwing his 100-mile-per-hour fastball. But again, there is an uptick in elbow surgeries, elbow injuries, Tommy Johns over the last 10 to 15 years. As these kids just keep throwing absolute flames, we see an uptick, and it's just like when you see a guy throw a ball, and it's not just him, it's like Mason Miller as well. You know, there's Felix Bautista just had it when he was having a great season last year until he wasn't. And now he is missing all of this year because of needing Tommy John and his elbow blowing up on him. It's like when you have these flamethrowers like this, it's just few and far between where at some point they need to get this surgery and something happens. So I think that dude is a walking Tommy John surgery at some point. It's just the nature of the game. It's not a matter of like, oh, yeah, this guy sucks. I hope he gets injured. No, it's just this is how things have been going. We have seen a huge uptick. There was a stat that we saw that I mentioned a few years back, a few months back when Patrick and I were talking about it. But the amount of guys that are entering the MLB draft that have already gone through surgeries like this,
I know,
as compared to 15 years ago, it's like doubled or tripled. So it is what it is. It's a part of the game now. It sucks. I hate seeing great talent miss a season or even two seasons, for God's sakes. I mean, Sandy Alcantara was one of the best pitchers in the league. Can't wait until he gets back. But again,
what's it going to be like?
I mean, that's going to be until next year. So I think fair. It's going to happen at some point, but you know, fingers crossed that it doesn't. Because if we can have a guy that has this much star power, this much heat, this much flames, and he is able to ride out his career and not have this surgery, I mean, dude, buckle up, because it's going to be one of the most impressive pitching careers we have ever seen.
Yeah, you make a good point, though, about not only are these kids throwing harder at a younger age and having this surgery now, like, as an option, they'll slightly tear a muscle, or they'll slightly do something, and they'll just be like, nope, cut the whole thing. We need to redo this and get it going again so I can start over now instead of when I'm 26. When you're throwing that fast, and then the breaking balls, that's important. When you're trying to do the sweeper at the age of 15, 16, 17, it's just not going to end well for you. All right, we're running out of time, Joe, so I think that is all we got tonight, brother. We talked a lot for just these two questions.
All right. Fair enough. Fair.
Enough. I think that's fair.
All right. That is fair or foul for the evening.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.